Hello, my name is Barney Brower. I taught elementary school for a number of years, taught high school, I was a public school principal, and now my work is focused on helping parents and community groups become more involved in supporting their children's school success. And today I'm going to talk about how you can support your child's success in school. What are the kinds of things you can do to help your child be successful academically? I want to start with a fact that is worth thinking about. We all went to school, we adults. And so when we think about our children's experience in school, it's based on the fact that we spent year after year after year in school ourselves. And for all of us, that was probably a mixed experience. Almost no one gets through school having everything be absolutely wonderful. And all of us have memories and feelings and experiences, and we have a mixture of both the wonderful things that we experienced in school, the teachers who really helped us, who really showed us how to write a paragraph that was clear and well-organized, or helped us get over our fear of science. And at the same time, we all have some memories that are not so pleasant of things that we struggled with, or the opportunities that perhaps we didn't have that we want our children to have. So one of the first places to begin thinking about how do we help our children is to remember that we all went to school and that some of our own experiences are very helpful in being helpful to our own children, are very useful, and some of them we have to perhaps set aside. And let me give some examples. The teacher who helped you, the class that was hard but you really put yourself into it and did well, those are the kinds of things that you want to tell your children about. Share the stories, laugh, joke, help them remember that other people went to school before they did and that that we all have our ups and downs. But there are also some things that may have happened in your schooling that you want to try to set aside. Some of us develop doubts about our own abilities. Some of us have fears about academic work based on our own experiences. And sometimes we pass that on to our children without realizing it. It's the phrase that comes out of our mouth before we think that says, oh yeah, I hated math too, which sends a message to our son or daughter that maybe we don't want to send. So the first thing I suggest to parents is to think through some of your own experiences and decide which are the positive things you want to share and which are perhaps some of the more painful things that you hope you don't have to share with your child and that your child doesn't have to go through. Secondly, I want to describe the big terrain of helping your child be successful in school. And it has three themes, which I'm going to come back to and describe and give some examples. And let me say what they are here at the beginning. The first theme is active involvement. It takes work to help your child succeed in school actively in an ongoing way, year after year, and that's part of what the job is. The second theme is shared responsibility. There's some things that parents need to do, that parents should do, that parents can do, and there are things that only the child has responsibility for. She has to know that that assignment gets in her backpack and gets out of her backpack and is handed into the teachers, and that she carefully did the work that she has the skills to do. There's a shared responsibility, and the school has a responsibility, and we'll talk a bit about how those fit together. And the third is the theme of high expectations. Every child can be successful in school. And we need to remember that, particularly at the times when the road gets a little bumpy and we're beginning to have our doubts, or the child is having his or her doubts, or the school perhaps has begun to lower expectations. Let me talk about these in detail.